Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, major traffic delays are anticipated until tomorrow on the A1, with a 10-kilometre traffic jam reported this morning due to damage in the Howald tunnel. While the tunnel remains open, traffic is limited. The left lane is closed in the Germany-Luxembourg direction. Traffic in the Luxembourg-Trier direction remains unaffected. Carole Hartmann has been elected as the president of the Democratic Party, receiving over 95% of the vote. Hartmann succeeds Lex Dellis, who had previously announced he would step down as party president due to time constraints. Hartmann is part of a mainly female leadership team, with Defence and Transport Minister Yuriko Backes as first vice president, Corinne Kayen and Amela Skenderovic as vice presidents. The new park and ride Haienhaf at the airport has been open since this morning. 481 parking spaces and a bicycle shed are available, and it has its own tram stop. Parking is free for up to 24 hours, but drivers must travel more than 1.5 kilometres by tram or bus. The aim is to discourage people from parking at Haienhaf and then catching a flight. In other news, Canadian leaders have made their final push for votes in an election dominated by US President Trump's policies, but rattled in the campaign's final hours by a deadly car ramming attack in Vancouver. Prime Minister Mark Carney, the Liberal Party leader, is favoured to beat Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre in today's vote, but polls show the race has tightened in recent days. The Prime Minister briefly paused his campaign schedule yesterday to address the nation after a driver ploughed into a crowd at a Filipino street festival in the West Coast city, killing 11 people. Donald Trump says he believes Volodymyr Zelensky is prepared to hand over Crimea to Russia as part of any ceasefire peace deal. Trump has also stepped up pressure on Vladimir Putin, saying the Russian president should stop shooting and sign an agreement to end the war. And with industrial action planned by SNCB from today, cross-border rail passengers are being urged to plan ahead and consult live timetables. Train services between Luxembourg and Belgium are likely to be disrupted from 10 p.m. today until 10 p.m. on Tuesday. Passengers are advised to anticipate delays and possible train cancellations during this period. For more on the stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with basketball, and Etzella Ettelbruck have been crowned Luxembourgish champions for the 16th time following an 87-80 victory against T71 Dudelange. The home side secured the title with a convincing 3-0 sweep of the series. In cycling, world champion Tadej Pogacar has won the Liège-Bastogne-Liège race, his third victory in the legendary cycling classic. And in football, Liverpool are the champions of the English Premier League. The Reds thrashed Tottenham 5-1 yesterday to clinch a record equaling 20th championship title.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's a beautiful, non-stop sunny day with temperatures rising rapidly from around 8 degrees to 18 degrees mid-morning and a pleasant 22 to 23 degrees in the afternoon. The forecast also predicts it's here to stay for the rest of the week.